Here's the latest scoop of celebrity gossip. Chinese TV actress Tang Yan admits that she and fellow actor Luo Jin have become an item.
Aww,
that is... Why? Yeah, I love couples.
I don't know who these people are, but aww.
Yeah, you know, so a pretty girl and a handsome man there together.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
The way I say it. And in an era of social media, of course she announced it on Weibo. Almost instantly, the news shot to the most searched and discussed topic on the whole Chinese social media. And apparently now these two celebrities are worth more. They can make more money, and so much attention has been given to this couple. So what is all this buzz about celebrities getting together? It seems to be like a common way these days to make people more famous.
Yeah, let's reveal the announcement. On December 6th, Chinese actor Luo Jin posted birthday wishes for actress Tang Yan by saying, "My shoulder is yours to lean on and happy birthday, my dear," with a childhood picture of both of them. And Tang Yan responded by reposting actor Luo Jin's post and said, "You are my destiny." And the topic Luo Jin and Tang Yan announced their relationship suddenly became one of the hottest topics on social media networks. The Weibo post has more than 2.9 million likes, and they usually get like hundreds of thousands of likes. So you can see there is a huge increasing in people who are interested in them. And then, according to China.com, see, this is China.com's words, not mine. They say that there is doubt that the real winner that has benefited the most from the announcement of Tang Yan's relationship is the new popular TV series named The Princess Wei Yang or Jin Xiu Wei Yang, starring both Luo Jin and Tang Yan. And based on statistics, The Daily View has surpassed 800 million times, and the whole series has been viewed for 13 billion times on the internet. So for Ryan and those of you who don't know who they are, you can click on the show and see both of them.
Good.
And the show also becomes number one show by audience rating on TV. So apparently announcing you're not engaged, you're in a relationship with someone, or you're engaged with someone like Ruby Lin, Lin Xinru, and Wallace Huo, Huo Jianhua did.
Oh my goodness, my heart throbbed.
It is a way to attract more and more fans to see what is happening.
Yeah, and that happens so often these days.
Yeah, they were not getting any younger, so they gotta find someone and announce it and make money out of it, I guess
so.
But do you guys ever speculate whether it's genuine? On any level, if you're a celebrity, what's going on? Because you'll never know the inner workings, but for some reason they all feel the need to
announce it.
Okay, so like one thing that I... because I'm not too familiar with these actors and actresses you had just listed. But that's good to know. I can look them up. Also, you know, like, I'll take Taylor Swift. Oh, God. I know this is sacred ground for some people out there, but I got to say it. I think she's dated half of Hollywood to get to the top. And is it a coincidence that all these songs kind of come from her inspiration of boyfriends? And is that genuine, can you even say? Because people are speculating about this Hiddleston thing, right? But, you know, the way I see it is, honestly, I think some celebrities, it's no coincidence that you're making extra money when something like this goes public. I think some choose to keep it on the downplay, and I'll say, like, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, for a long time, their inner workings, it was just the paparazzi that was maybe breaking the news as much, not them, you know, making themselves so easily visible. But let's take, you know, Taylor Swift. I can tell that she's definitely profit-driven. She really wants to make money from what she does. I don't see her relationships that she lets go in the media be any different. I think that's her image, her brand she's trying to build. And I also know there's things like Spotify, which so many artists put their music on so that, hey, at least we get a little money and you can listen to us. It's that happy compromise you find in that entertainment copyrightness. But she's like, no, I don't want my music to be on Spotify because I want to make as much money as I can. Now, I do agree that that mindset translates to her relationships.
Whoa. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, but Ryan,
mind blown.
Yeah, but I'm not convinced, though.
All right. Well, let's like. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. I think the way you talked about Taylor Swift, let's say if Taylor Swift was Tyler Swift, a man.
I don't think
that argument would have been as strong in a way.
What are you saying exactly?
I'm saying exactly that there are plenty of men that do exactly the same in Hollywood or in
go around dating a lot.
Yeah, dating half of, or if not the whole of Hollywood. I'm thinking about Warren Beatty and other people. And they make it to the news, and that's not being scolded or whatever, criticized. So, okay, that's their part of the argument. And also, when Taylor Swift is dating someone, like, she's so big now. Whoever she's dating, especially if that person is in the show business, is benefiting from it because of her spotlight.
No, for sure. I think she's making money possibly from these actors or guys dating her. I don't know if it's anything legitimate.
And so does the actor. Like, Tom Hiddleston. I think he's also a heartthrob. And, okay, I'm just giving out that title too easily. What does it say about me? And he has also been made more famous because he dated Taylor Swift and it quickly ended. So here is the interesting thing. Why is it that when you're with someone dating, and it gets even better when you're engaged or married, and then your status seems to be upgraded and you're attracting more exposure and you get money from it? How does that happen?
Right, but you can tell, I feel like the celebrities that rely on their talent and their skill, like let's take the guy from Gladiator or Joaquin Phoenix, you know, someone like that who's not necessarily, his love's life's not all over articles and whatnot. There's these actors that are being branded because they know, hey, I'm not just a pretty face, but when I walk in there, I get Academy Awards, okay? And then you have people like maybe Taylor Swift, who will be a fad, you know, that goes out in a couple so odd years. So make as much money as you can from it, capitalize on these non-genuine relationships. But I think many times it's genuine if it's hidden, because then it means something more. I think many times celebrities are the most ungenuine people, but there are those that do keep it on wraps, like the guy that plays Walter White, Bryan Cranston. Who knows who he's married to or what his kids are like? These kind of people, you don't hear about them, but still, they're very high-profile actors because of what they do. So I think there's two sides of the spectrum here. But for sure, some people are what we call in English sellouts.
Yeah.
Ooh. Drop the mic.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe that all of them that has announced their relationship are not genuine, because for some people, it is really hard to keep that a secret with all that paparazzi taking pictures of them. And also, I'd like to take the issue back to China to say that I feel like Chinese audience nowadays are both open-minded and conventional in a way. By saying they're open-minded, it's that they are more willingly to see celebrity as human beings. They're okay with them having a relationship. They're willing to send their wishes, make them have a happy life, and also they are okay with them getting married, have kids, and then become fan of the kids. They are open-minded in that way. But they're also kind of conventional, because they feel like if you're a celebrity and you're in a relationship, they want the people to be committed to the relationship. They want the relationship to last, and they feel like it's really nice thing that they are happy in a showbiz. I want that. And once something wrong happened with the relationship, they started to trash talk about this celebrities sometimes. So I guess for those celebrities who are willing to announce their relationship, maybe you should be extra careful to make sure that relationship lasts.
Yeah, I think you'll find these people are people pleasers. They make money off their life, so of course they want to be that kind of public image. Like, I don't think it's any coincidence that Tang Yan and her hubby are in a show together, these kind of things. I think they're just capitalizing on a fake image to make more money. That's what being a celebrity is. It's a public guy.
Yeah.
I think they're very different people probably outside the spotlight than they are inside.
That's really interesting. When, Ryan, yeah, I do agree. I think being a celebrity these days or ever, particularly these days, when social media and paparazzi and, you know, these things are just so prevalent. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere, yeah. Ubiquitous. So I understand that you're trying to please your fans in some way, but now fans are so different than the days of Andy Lau or the last generation of celebrities. It feels that now people are like, fans are like moms these days. That I can speak for my idol Xiao Jingteng. I'm happy that he single or married, be he married to a man, a woman, or in between, or whatever. As long as he's happy, I'm happy. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yo Ho Lin.